Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, this is Indire, hosted by Radio Korax. This is Yoshi in the microphone, and I'm in the studio with...
with Lena, hello.
Today we got some content for you. As usual, we collected a lot of releases from Germany. This time we have a lot of synthesizers in it. We will start with an interview with Felix Kobin, part of the project CEL. Then we have some songs about the work industry, some wave music from Germany, and also, as last time, some two-minute-long punk songs, including our category Fash,
that Yoshi is going to introduce again to us. But before we start and getting into Felix Kobin and his music productions, we are going to listen to some music from his new release Gegenwelt by CEL.
Thank you.
Felix Kubin is a music producer and performer for quite a long time now. In his early teenage years, he started making electronic four-track music. During the years, he dedicated his attention towards different styles, such as futuristic pop, electroacoustic and chamber orchestra music, but he also did and still does radio art, lectures, performances and writing. He also runs his own label called Gagarin Records. On the 21st of April, his duo project with Hubert Semmler, called CEL, released their second album on the label Büro B. The new album is called Gegenwelt. Gegenwelt could be translated into anti-world or parallel world. The LP or CD comes with a special album cover. At first, it seems that there are just a bunch of geometric forms in green, blue, red and black. You see flashes and even associations to Kraftwerk's Autobahn come up. But when you really meditate over it, you see that those geometrics, they form into letters. The blue and green ones say Gegen, the red and black ones say Welt. Once you see the word, it is almost impossible not to see the letters. Almost like an optical illusion. Talking about illusions and optical issues, since Felix Kubin sometimes produces music for film and theater, I asked him if his music productions in general are of a pictorial nature.
Music doesn't really need images. The strange thing about it is that it's hidden behind a door. You never know what happens next. You have no perspective. You can't measure music, really. The only thing that you can measure is the time that you feel like running through your ears and through your heart, or maybe just through your mind. Maybe you just observe music. So it doesn't really need anything visual connected to it. On the other hand, it's very interesting when you create music for theater or for film that you can create another layer to it. So I don't like when music is just illustrating a film, for example. I really like when music becomes a protagonist. And as I said, it can always happen without any warning.
Besides music productions, Felix Kubin also makes radio plays. I asked him what his take on the radio as a medium is.
I grew up in the 1970s with these radio plays for young people, for children and teenagers, and I think that they were of an extremely high quality back then, and they weren't also trying to protect all your tiny little feelings. They were could be quite brutal or could be very exciting, very scary also. I really liked this. This has formed my personality a lot, and later on I found out about radio plays for, let's say, experimental radio plays for adults, like, for example, Das Ohrenlicht by Ronald Stecke. When I was 15, my uncle from Switzerland sent me a tape with this radio play, and this has completely changed my life. Back then, I already had the feeling that I wanted to create something that is so comprehensive, that includes sound, language, voice, of course, meaning and dramaturgy at the same time, while still leaving you a lot of space in your head to wander around. That's what I like about radio play, and I think that the German radio play has achieved a very, very high level of quality. I think it's without comparison worldwide. You can really do what you want, and the editors often encourage you to even go further than what you have started already. So the range is so vast. It's from classical adaptations of literature to complete sound experiments. For example, I made a whole radio play only about microphones that I made experiments with. I cooked them, I saw them into pieces, I threw them out of the window all the time while they were running. I was cutting them into pieces while I was singing into it, and so on. So I think this is a great medium still to express a completely, like a parallel world.
As Felix Kubin, he makes music on his own, without a band. However, his new release, Gegenwelt, is a production of the duo CEL. I asked him how he and Hubert Semmler came to work together.
I have always worked together with people. I mean, one of my first bands was called Die Egozentrischen Zwei, The Egocentric Two. That was while I was a young teenager, around 12, 13. I started this group with a friend of mine. And what I like in working together with others, other than doing my solo stuff, is that I don't get lost too much in details. It's a like playing table tennis, you know, you bounce a ball back and forth, and sometimes you get into a really beautiful rhythm. And together with Hubert Semmler, I have this great feeling that we are producing something while composing at the same time and having similar ideas, or that we encourage each other to bring in other unexpected elements into the music. And with Hubert, he's a drummer. I always wanted to play drums myself. When I was young, I even built my own little drum set because my parents didn't want to buy me drums. Of course, they were too noisy. And I like very much how he thinks also as a composer. So when he plays drums, he's not just creating a rhythm for the background. He's really thinking, how can the drums be played like a real instrument, even a melodic instrument, not just a rhythm machine. And this cooperation has become more and more intense. So I think that this new record that we released today, actually on the 21st of April on Bureau B, that this record has gone to another level and another step of our collaboration. We try to combine the idea of minimal music, minimalism in electronic sequences, so repetitive elements that you can compare to going on a train and looking out of the window. But then there's changes in the landscape, and that's what we try to express also musically. We try to also bring in non-rhythmic sounds and combine them with these repetitive, slowly changing patterns.
And we keep sticking to electronic synthesizer music. Now it gets a bit more industrial by the band Ursula from Leipzig and Halle with their song Dampfmaschine. Here you go.
Song Dampfmaschine. We still stick to the theme of industrial work and things like that and pay attention to Jolle with their new release Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod. Jolle is a new coming band from Potsdam that just released their first LP, Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Technik, in March 2023 on Crazy Sane Records. Jolle are only two people, but they make sounds broad and intense that you would think that there's a whole bunch of people involved. On the single that we're about to play, Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod, you can hear the virtuosity of drums and guitar paired with two mechanical voices that pretty much only repeat the German song title Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod. What does that mean? It is only three subjects put together that translate into economy, work and death. Through repeating these three words and no other context given, almost necessarily it comes to mind that those three subjects are somehow codependent. My personal reference to it was something I heard in a podcast the other day. It said, on average, physically hard-working people die 8 years earlier than others. In this sense, work and death indeed are unluckily connected, and this connection is based on the way our economy works. Our conclusion would be work less and instead listen to the radio, listen to Jolle with Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod. This is Enrico from Jolle speaking to you.
Bonjour, this is Enrico playing drums for the band Jolle. And you're about to hear our song Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod, which is about wage labor, basically, and how it inevitably shortens your beautiful lifetime. The song has something stoic and sounds somehow threatening. I guess it's the annoyance we feel about the capitalist machinery, but it's still quite danceable, so we hope you can shake off some frustration with it, just as we do. Thanks for listening.
Wirtschaft, Arbeit, Tod, Take 6.
Wir sollen genauso arbeiten, wie wir auch arbeiten.
Es ist ja schwer, Arbeit zu kriegen, gerade für Junge.
Wer Arbeit haben will, der findet Arbeit. Das sage ich mir immer.
Was soll das?
Das sind Punker.
Ja, sind Punker, gut. Die Sorte, die kenne ich.
Woher kennen Sie die?
Ja, durch allgemeine Information.
Was halten Sie von denen?
Was halte ich von denen? Jede, alles hat, jede Generation hat irgendwie, ob das nun Punker heißt, wie es früher war, das ist so eine Generationssache, ist das. Verliert sich von selbst wieder.
And we continue on Radio Korax Indire with Flawless Issues. Flawless Issues is quite known for producing and performing music with Edwin Rosen, who got very popular in Germany in the last years. Flawless Issues stayed very DIY in his music project, even though there is no label to his music, He has a lot of listeners, especially his dark surf wave cover of the Beach Boys song Good Vibrations hit a lot of listeners on a specific music platform which has green and black colors. This April, he released a track Anyway together with Fairy Baby from the US. They went on a little release tour together and also played two secret shows in Halle, where I had a chance to meet them and stayed in touch to ask them a few questions about touring.
Hello, this is Flawless Issues from Stuttgart, Germany, and I make music in my room.
Hi, my name is Fairy Baby, and you're listening to Indie Re, hosted by Radio Korax. This is me and Flawless Issues' new song, Anyway.
Flawless Issues and Fairy Baby. I asked them a few questions. This is a little mini interview we did additionally spontaneously for Indire. And I asked Fairy Baby, what is the main difference for you between playing in the States and playing in Germany?
I'd say the main difference in playing shows between the States and Germany. Actually, it's funny because at this point I've played about the same in both. I've played 3 in the US and 2 in Germany now, but I think both are almost equally terrifying, at least in the first song. But in the US it remains terrifying, whereas in Germany something about the crowd, because they actually dance and are kind of involved, it makes you feel a lot more welcome and I guess comfortable. So the panic attack subsides a bit by the second song, which is really interesting. I'm not sure if it's a German thing or if maybe I'm just getting more used to playing shows, but I really think it's the former. I think that Germans just have a way of like making people feel very warm, and they seem very receptive to the music, which is something I haven't experienced in the US yet, so that's really nice.
Okay, I think she was very lucky with the Germans she met. I think we introduced her to the scene in Halle. And yeah, then this description fits. I wouldn't say this in general about Germans, as I wouldn't say in general something about a country, but I think that's also how she meant it. And I ask Flawless Issues, are you planning to tour abroad in the near future?
Oh yeah, I definitely want to play abroad, but for this year the plan was just to play a few festivals and 2 or 3 solo shows in Germany, but maybe I play a few other countries in Europe this year, but the following year, 2024, will be way different. I'm planning to tour all over the place and maybe coming to the US too and play together with Fairy Baby. That would be insane to play again.
And we continue with another wave band, which is from Halle. It's Left for Pleasure, and they also made the featured song for this Indire episode of Radio Korax, which is called Hinter schweren Gedanken, which you will listen this week on the stations from time to time. And they brought another release from the album and also sent us a voicemail to say hello.
Hello, we are Left for Pleasure.
And this is our song Blue Eyes from our album Human Contract.
You're listening to Indire Radio Korax.
Sometimes when listening to music on Spotify, things can get a little confusing, especially in case of newcoming artists or artists that exist in the realm of music for quite some time, but they are still not quite famous. So in many of these cases, the little box where you can get further information about the artist you're listening to shows only yawning emptiness. That was my experience when I tried to look up the artist of this new release called The Most Broken Heart that I ran into. As the responsible artists, it said Nicht Seattle, as well as Lake Felix. Only further research led me to the realization that both Nicht Seattle and Lake Felix are in fact the very same person, Katharina Kollmann. With her project Lake Felix, she writes and performs songs in English and is accompanied by her bass guitar. With the other project, Nicht Seattle, she writes and performs in German and is accompanied by her guitar. Both are solo projects, but every now and then a band comes to support her on stage. However, when recently she toured with the very famous German band Tokotronik, it was only herself with the guitar on stage. By the way, Tokotronik might be responsible for her project name Nicht Seattle, since one of their songs is called Wir sind hier nicht in Seattle, Dirk. A beautiful ballad that reminds young and energetic musicians that Hamburg, or probably every city in Germany, in fact is not Seattle, so don't dream big, as they say, but instead dream small. This is Lake Felix with her new song, The Most Broken Heart.
This was Lake Felix, also known as Nicht Seattle. And with the project Nicht Seattle, she's on Staatsakt Records, a label that I would recommend everyone to check out. They produce very nice German bands. And speaking of nice German bands, we will continue with our category Fresh, but it's also Fresh. For our Indire show in Halle, we invented the category called Fesch, where we will play a popular but not yet mainstream song in German language. Today I will show you the artist Team Scheiße from my hometown Bremen in northern Germany. In 2020 they dropped their first album, 8 Hobbies für den sozialen Abstieg, translated 8 Hobbies for the Social Descent, and got more and more popular with it. While the first album has been released by Fettherz Records, a small but very essential punk label based in Bremen, Team Scheiße's new album, 04212419279, yes, that's the name of the album, it's a phone number in Bremen, and when you call it, you can listen to another song of them, so if you want to call them, just call that number. And this album was produced by Kitschkrieg, a Berlin-based production trio which is well known for hip-hop artists and released on Soul Force Records. I will show you the song Schmetterling by Team Scheiße, but before I want to read the translation of the most popular comment under their video, which is colorful like a butterfly. Ein Sof wrote, "Seriously, this is a masterpiece. It just heals a few very deep cuts in my soul that I recently received from this fucking world." Team Scheiße, Schmetterling.
Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling. Flatter, flatter, flap, flap. Fresse in die Blume. Schlabber, schlabber, schlapp, schlapp. Mein Arsch fliegt aus die Luft, du Wichser. Du willst Stress mit mir? Mit dem Schmetterling? Bist du scheiße im Kopf? Was genau verstehst du denn nicht? Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling. Flatter, flatter, flap, flap. Deine Probleme sind nicht meine Probleme. Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling. Flatter, flatter, flap, flap. Ich lass dich einfach stehen, wo du gerade stehst. Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling. Flatter, 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 flatter. Ich bin fantastisch, wunderschön und bunt. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken. Ich bin fantastisch, mit Blütenstaub am Mund. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken. Dein ganzes Getue nervt mich ab. Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling, flatter, 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 flatter. Deine ganzen Freunde sind meine Feinde. Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling, flatter, 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 flatter. Wie scheiße kann man eigentlich sein? Ich bin ein fucking Schmetterling, flatter, 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 flatter. Ich bin fantastisch, wunderschön und bunt. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken. Ich bin fantastisch, mit Blütenstaub am Mund. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken. Ich bin fantastisch, wunderschön und bunt. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken. Ich bin fantastisch, mit Blütenstaub am Mund. Und du kannst mich hart am Arsch lecken.
Team Scheiße with their song Schmetterling.
And we continue with very, very short punk songs, less than 2 minutes, which can always make it in our shows, as Luisa said last show. And it's by the band from Halle called Sektion No Fun. It's a trio, but now at the moment they are just a duo because they are looking for a drummer. So if you can play drums and are willing to drive to Halle or Leipzig to rehearse, get in touch with Sektion No Fun. And now you can hear Generation Y by Sektion No Fun.
Du lässt mir die Welt erklären, doch es wäre dir nicht.
And we're coming very close to the end of the Indire show. And we already would like to say goodbye and hopefully see you next time. But we will finish with one song, which Lena will introduce to you.
Yeah, the last song would be from Uma Vox. Uma Vox is one of many projects by Halle-based musician Jonas Hahn. The album Golden Ages has been released on his own label, Turbo Discus, on March 18th in 2023. As in tradition of the underground tape circulation in 80s GGR, most of Turbo Discus releases are in form of cassettes, lovingly designed with little drawings and collages. But of course, all of the releases are also accessible digitally via Bandcamp. The album Golden Ages combines punk sound with electronical elements and a lot of reverb, so that the voice seems far away, when at the same time the often melancholic atmosphere crawls back and right into your heart. We listen to Jonas and his song Best Friends with his project Uma Vox.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
This is Germany's Uma Vox with Best Friends.
Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
And here comes a special treat for all who got interested in Felix Kubin as we presented him to you earlier. In the end of the interview with Felix Kubin, I named all of the radio stations participating in the Indire project and asked if there were any bands or musicians from the participating cities or countries that inspired him in any way or that were meaningful to him. He did not hesitate and had multiple bands per country in mind. Now you're going to hear all of the inspirations that Felix Kubin got from the cities or countries that are part of the Indire project.
Greetings to all the radio stations involved in the Indire project. These are some of my favorite artists from the cities and countries where these radio stations come from. In Austria, for sure, Peter Rehberg. It's a big loss that he died so early and so young. He was a great artist and a great impresario, I would say, with his label Editions Mego. He released some of my music, but especially he put out all the old GRM electroacoustic artists from Paris. And only for that, I'm so thankful for his work. And he had a great sense of humor, and I liked his sarcasm also. Of course, another artist from Austria that I also like is Schönberg. I also remember the band Schabotinsky that I found really great. That was also on the label of Mego, I think. And we go to Budapest and to Hungary. Here, my absolute favorite artist is Béla Bartók, a great composer who wrote some of the most touching and enigmatic and harmonically and musically melodies that I know. So he's always on the edge of atonal music and of melodic music, but with very strange rhythms and very strange harmonic shifts. And Ljubljana. So from Slovenia, there's of course the famous group Laibach and everything that the Slovenian artists have achieved. I especially like Slavoj Žižek. His philosophies are sometimes a bit chaotic, but I like that. I think he's just a great entertainer. And also he's a fan of Alfred Hitchcock, which I am also, and the way that he looks at everything through the lens of psychoanalysis, I find very funny and I find very humorous, because a lot of things in psychoanalysis cannot be taken too serious, I think. So it's great to use this as a metaphor of reading the world. Toulouse, Radio Campus, France. Well, I don't know any artists from Toulouse, but a French composer that I like a lot is Olivier Messiaen. He's a great composer who has achieved a lot of he made a lot of great researches, I think, about harmonic shifts. He could create bell sounds with certain harmonies on the piano. He was researching the singing of birds, I think, and he was just a great teacher for many important composers who came after him. Then Dublin, Near FM, two great musicians or bands come up my brain. That's Jennifer Walsh. She's a singer and or a voice performer, and she's a composer, and she works with many personalities, split personalities. That's very much me, so I can understand her. Operating Theatre is also a great band. Doesn't exist anymore, but I always liked how they created a very unexpected way of pop music, very much on the edge of theater music or of contemporary music. And then Zagreb, Radio Student. One of my absolute favorite records is by Zad Stoicismo, or maybe they are called Stoicismo, I don't know. Zad Stoicismo is a mysterious band that combined industrial music and punk music in the mid-90s, and we don't know exactly who actually were members of these bands. All the names sound a bit weird, like Mr. Bleitziffer and so on, but this is a fantastic band that created only two albums. And it said that they come from some tapes that were found, I don't know, maybe it's a hoax, but it's a great band. And finally, we have Spain. In Spain, the first band that comes up my mind is Esplendor Geometrico. I think they are still active, but they created some very nice, sort of very brutal industrial pop. And I always liked their intensity and the voice of the singer also. Over and out.
Indire, featured song.
Hello, this is the featured song hosted by Radio Korax in Germany, brought in by the dark wave duo Left for Pleasure from Halle. Usually they sing in German or English, but on their new album Human Contract they've released a song with Polish lyrics. Despite the lyrics, the song title is in German and called Hinter schweren Gedanken. Translated it means behind heavy thoughts. Now you will listen to Left for Pleasure, Hinter schweren Gedanken.
By the European Union. More at indire.eu.